Otis Armstrong joins us on Sports Byline, now a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, but of course a fine running back in the National Football League who played his entire career, 8 seasons, all with the Denver Broncos. Otis, I know you grew up in Chicago. Take me back to Chicago as a kid in that city.
Well, when I first started playing ball, I was about 9 years old. And back then, we didn't have equipment. We used to just play in the parks. And we had a big company called Hart, Schaffner & Marks right down the street from us. So I used to play in the parking lot with all my buddies. And then as time went on, I went to high school, went to Farragut High School. It's on the west side. After Farragut High School, I went to Purdue. And I think that's where most people remember me. My career there, so I done moved right on up the ladder, and I appreciate what you said about being a fine running back in the NFL, because it's tough.
Yeah, it was tough, but I do remember you down at Purdue, and you played in the Big Ten at a time where running the football was really the primary weapon, was it not?
Yeah, they used to say for Ohio State, 4 yards in a cloud of dust. So most of the teams were running teams, and they had big backs, too. I do remember that they had the big fullbacks and tailbacks, and I was kind of small compared to the other guys, you know, the other teams running back. So, but it worked out for me.
Why was it that you ended up at Purdue and maybe not another school in the Big Ten?
Well, I knew that Leroy Keyes was a senior, and I was excited to take his place if it was possible. So, not that I shied away from competition. There's no use in going to USC and have to sit on the bench.
You know, and I also remember about Purdue, and I've done some ball games at Purdue. Isn't that mostly an engineering type of school? Isn't that the academic direction there?
Yes, it is. Mostly aeronautical engineering. We produce a lot of astronauts at that school.
That's...
So yeah, it's an engineering school, but they have other courses for guys like myself, because I'm no engineer. But you know, we got guys like myself who fit into the program at the school, the curriculum.
What was playing in the Big Ten like as well? Because the two powerhouses, of course, you already alluded to Ohio State, but the other one was Michigan. Tell me about a Saturday afternoon in the Big Ten playing anybody.
Well, first of all, the excitement, the tailgaters. I mean, when we come from the hotel to the stadium, we need a police escort because there's so many people. And by the time we get to the locker room, shoot, the game's supposed to start in another hour. So it's really busy before you go to the game on any Saturday. You know, it's big stuff. I enjoy the smell.
You were taken in the first round, 9th overall, by the Denver Broncos. Did you know they were interested in you?
No, Denver didn't even call me. All the teams that said they were going to choose me, namely Chicago Bears, they just went right past me, and I was surprised.
Did you know anything about Denver, Colorado at all?
I heard of a guy named Floyd Little, and I went to the travel agency and looked up Denver, Colorado. And saw the skiers, and I say skiing, okay. And then I saw a football player named Floyd Little. So I knew they had him, and I'm saying to myself, what do they need me for if they have him? And as what turned out, 2 years later, he retired, and I was able to get some playing time in.
When you got into Denver, Colorado, what type of team did you find?
I found not a winning team. They had never had a winning season before I got here. The draft that we had in 73, it kind of launched us on the map. So they didn't have much of a team until I got here, and some of the other guys, we shored up the team. So that's about it.
John Ralston was your coach when you broke in as a rookie?
Yes, he was, and he was a good coach. I was familiar with John Ralston when he coach of Stanford, and I had a big day against his team 1 year, and I guess he didn't forget, so he made me his running back.
How difficult was it for you, Otis, to acclimate yourself to the altitude of Colorado after being a kid that grew up, played your football kind of in the plains of the Midwest?
Oh, that was tough. I remember my first exhibition game. They had to give me oxygen. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, I couldn't believe the difference it makes. So, yeah, it was quite an adjustment for me. But eventually, you can use it for your own good, because most of the teams that come in here, they're not accustomed to it.
Yeah, one of the things that I know about teams that come from, say, the West Coast or Florida, when they had to play in Chicago or they had to play up in Minnesota or Green Bay, they couldn't get themselves acclimated to it. Did you notice teams that came into Denver that were not familiar or comfortable with the altitude had problems?
Oh, yeah, we had a sign up in their locker room, 5,280 feet. So we took advantage of that. We knew what it takes to get used to. You got to be here at least a week. And the teams that we were playing, some of them, they didn't pay much attention to it. So it was an advantage for us because we had a good win in the fourth quarter.
1973, which was your rookie season, something happened significant to the Denver Broncos, and that was they were in their first ever Monday Night Football appearance. And now it was against the Raiders, right?
That's right.
And tell me about that game.
Actually, that was a really exciting game. I think that we tied. I think we had a tie in that game,
right,
if I recall.
Yes.
And it was a good TV game. We all had a good time with it, and